Rockline Studios, Chris Cornell and Matt Cameron from Soundgarden are in our studios in Seattle, home of Rockline affiliate 99.9 KISW. And here's the song that was sort of the wake-up call for the rest of the country to this band, Soundgarden Outshined. From 1992's Bad Motorfinger album that is Outshined on Rockline tonight. And Chris and Matt are with us. Before we go, I want to correct something I said earlier. Our new station in Buffalo, by the way, is 103.3 WUFX. Okay, hopefully we got it right that time. 103.3 WUFX in Buffalo. Sorry about that, guys. Let's move on to our station in Seattle, which is where Chris and Matt are ensconced tonight. 99.9 FM KISW. And Ken is listening to us in Seattle. Hey, Ken, you're on with Soundgarden.
Thanks. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, homie.
This kind of goes, the first question kind of goes to Matt. I saw Hater open up for Pearl Jam back in December, and I was wondering, is Hater, like, done with and over now, or is there going to be anything else or any more solo side projects from anybody?
Yeah, Hater will continue. We'll do some more recording, hopefully. So, yeah, what'd you think of that show? Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Matt, you might explain to the rest of the country who may not be familiar with who Hater is or what that's all about.
I think they know. Okay. No. It's a little record Ben and I did with John McBain, John Waterman, Brian Wood, Glenn Slater, Greg Keplinger, and Stuart Hallerman. Mm-hmm. Just a, you know, fun little party record, I guess. And we got to open for Pearl Jam.
There you go.
And while we were singing one of our songs, everyone started to chant for Eddie. And Eddie got really pissed at their crowd for doing that and scolded them. So it was kind of a fun evening.
Yeah. Bad crowd.
Ken, you got another question?